Welcome to another episode of Bedtime Stories with Salty Vixen. Tonight's story is titled, Do You Feel My Words, Doctor? Dear sir, the doctor, my alpha male, you are the only dom for me. You love the excessive attention I am giving you, don't you? Yes, constant validation, power and control, praise and recognition, adoration and, oh yes, obedience. All words that describe you, sir. Yes, at times, you have power over my thoughts and desires, and other times, well, I get the flogger and put the cuffs on you and make you kneel for me and make you, yes, lick my pussy until I, come. Oh yes, I love the power struggle we have, and the mind fucking continues tonight, and thoughts of you naked during my so dance. And before we get into tonight's story, I'd like to remind my listeners that in the description box below is a link to my website with a full story typed out. So tell me, do you feel my words, my alpha mate? Oh, I hope you do, baby. Let's begin. I am lying in the bed in the dark, staring sightlessly at the ceiling. Oh, I cannot see anyway. I am lost in thought, in memory, in longing. I feel the blankets bunched at my side by my tossing and turning. My body has warmed them, and in the darkness, well, I pretend that the heavy, warm pile is instead his body, yes, warm and heavy with sleep. I nestle closer to them, I mean to him. I close my eyes and I can feel his breathing in perfect harmony with mine. Yes, each catch of my breath is a catch of his, and I begin to slowly caress my own body. Yes, pretending that my hands are his, conjuring fleeting ghost hands on the ends of my own fingertips. Feels good. Oh God, I wish he was here right now. Yes. He tangles his fingers in my hair, tickle my cheeks with his butterfly kisses. Yes. Oh God, I need him here now. He kisses my lips and then my throat and then my neck with growing passion. Oh, he takes my breasts with his hands, feeling their weight and their soft warmth, squeezing them gently, teasing my hardening nipples with his thumbs, rolling and pinching them between his work-roughened fingers. Oh, I sigh, his sound filled with passion and longing as he touches me. Yes, God, I wish he was here. His lips find my nipples. Yes, his tongue strokes them. And strokes of fire building in my body. His mouth is hot, burning, and flaming. Oh, I cry out, and the noise is swallowed up by the night. Slowly, deliberately, he turns his attentions to my stomach, and drawing fiery lines with his tongue down. Yes, down to his destination. Yes. I thrust my hips towards him, begging for contact to my moist, secret, and sensitive place. Yes, his fingers brush my thighs, and I shiver with expectation. Yes, he kisses my stomach and my thighs, and finally, oh yes, finally, parts my aching, dripping womanhood. I moan gently, yes, as he swells his magical tongue in my flowing nectar. Yes, dipping into me and, yes, savoring the sweet, musky flavor. Yes. Yes. I arch my back, burning for his touch. Each lick and tickle and nudge of his tongue. Yes. Sends sparks through me. And I'm closer to coming than I want to be. Yes. Oh God, I'm touching myself. Imagine you here, baby. I just want this ecstasy to go on forever. But still, yes, he licks and suckles that sensitive pearl. And soon, yes. I can't take anymore. I'm coming in waves and floods. Yes, stars twinkle, sparks fly. and it isn't so dark anymore. And then, well, I lay still, afraid to move. What if he isn't there anymore? Then I feel a warm chest pressing into my back. Oh yes, hands gently stroking my double D breast. Yes, a stubbled chin on my cheek, and I'm reassured. I also feel his rod hard and, oh yes, ready. Very ready. And I turn to run my hands over it and, yes, baby, kiss it. Now I am ready, I said to him. And he nods silently and kisses me. He pulls me around so that I am laying on him. Then in one motion, flips us over so that I am under him. Oh, I'm giddy from him. Oh, I smell so fucking masculine, but with a curious, sweet tang to it. And the warmth of his body all around me. I look into his face. Oh, yes, his tanned skin, dark hair, deep hazel eyes, almost green with, passion, yes. And then he kisses me. And through the fog of my desire, I can feel his hardness at the entrance to my pussy. And slowly, carefully, he enters me. Yes, I love that cock. I moan with pleasure as he begins to thrust into me. I rise up to meet him with every downstroke, and soon we are doing the most rhythmic. An agent of dances. Too soon, his strokes become erratic and faster. And I am hard pressed to meet his tempo. He shudders and comes. And I can feel the heat of his seed inside me. And then, I'm coming too. I came. Clenching around his spent rod. And then we lay still for a while, gasping from out mutual release. He then rolls off of me and draws me close to him, whispering in my ear words of love. Baby. And then we drift off to sleep together. And when I wake up, well, he is still there. I hope you enjoyed tonight's story. Until next time, my lovelies, remember, stay horny. Yes, stay wet. Stay salty vixen. Goodbye.